first, I'd like to say my life before Christ. I was raised in a Lutheran family, and my parents gave me a great early childhood. They were religious, but they did not teach me the true gospel or much beyond the Ten Commandments. As a child, I was taught enough about the Lord to know that He loved me. I would often pray to the Lord for as long as I can remember. I know He was calling me to Himself to be His daughter. I knew I needed to live for the Lord, but my earnest and very best efforts in obedience kept failing. As Paul says in Romans 7:18, I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but I do not have the ability to carry it out. Though God was drawing me until I came to know Him, I really couldn't do anything for Him, even though I tried. I learned I could not do what God wanted me to do without God's help. And I could not understand the Bible without the help of the Holy Spirit, because God says in the Bible that the Holy Spirit is the interpreter of Scripture, so we need God's help to understand. All my life, since I was a child, I listened to Christian radio. I can remember listening often to Unshackled by Pacific Garden Mission on the radio, as well as Billy Graham preaching. I would listen under my covers in my bed with my one earplug plugged in, because they only had one earplug at the time. As a youth and an adult, I listened to John MacArthur, Chuck Swindoll, James Dobson, K. Arthur, Charles Stanley, Jews for Jesus, who I really love, and more. When I was 13, my parents were losing interest in me and getting tired of me. They were a little remote and a little detached. When I was 15, I was ran out of my house. At this time, it was a very difficult situation. I was afraid of being homeless, so I went to live with my boyfriend. I truly had no one on this earth to trust and felt forsaken by my family. My boyfriend had a full-time factory job in an apartment. He was 17, and his parents threw him out. I hardly had any possessions with me at all, and amazingly, we did not fornicate, and we even read the Bible together. My parents professed to be Christians in the Lutheran Church. Later, I was finally allowed to come back home. My mother, though she had a lot of very strong points and did a lot of things right, she was also very hard on me. Sometimes she would rage at me and was harsh and critical. I left high school early, as soon as I was 18. And as soon as I was 18, I was ran out of the house again. All my stuff in garbage bags. I was adopted, but sometimes I thought my mother had buyer's remorse. I finished my GED and became a full-time student. I was 18. Now, at 18, I had nowhere to go, and I moved in with a 21-year-old man I didn't even really like, and I was trying to break away from him. I felt defeated and spiritually murdered. Though it was by default, it was very sinful. Somehow, I graduated from school, even though I was out of the house. I knew this relationship was wrong, but I was terrified of being homeless again. I remember I slept under bushes, in tennis courts, and in unlocked parked cars. I felt trapped at this guy's house. I hated it. I had ulcers. After a year, my hair was falling out, and I had hives. I had to call the police. I was having a nervous breakdown. I begged my parents to come home. My mother would tell everyone she had a prodigal daughter. Yet, the day I came home, she was angry that I was back in her house. As soon as I could, I wanted to get out of there. I got a waitressing job in a place with a girlfriend. There was no stability. When I was 20 years old, I felt I had no family. I felt rejected by my family and on the streets again. I was living in a dump. Even in all of my confusion, God's eyes were on me. As it says in the Bible, not even one sparrow falls to the ground without the Father's care. How much more did he care for me? He had plans for me that were greater than I ever could have imagined. In the late 1980s, my parents finally decided that they would allow me to rent a condo that they had purchased, but it was always under the threat of eviction. And then I got hired at the post office as a letter carrier, something I was not cut out for at all, but very thankful. At this time, God was really calling me. I would listen to Christian radio and read Christian books while I attended the Lutheran church. As I grew older, I learned an awful lot from Christian radio while I was delivering the mail. It was like God says in Jeremiah 29:11, God says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. He was about to bring me to himself, and I didn't even know it, but God did. He planned it all along. When I was 36, I could not handle my life anymore. It was then that I met my husband, Leon, in 1998. I earnestly, sincerely begged God to help me. I would say at this time, I was really teeth to the pavement. I was desperate. At that point, I might say I handed my life over to God. But the truth is, he took it from me. I didn't give God anything. He took my life from me. And then God made his loving, powerful presence glaringly known to me. He revealed himself to me very clearly. I repented of my sin, and I did a 180 toward my Lord Jesus Christ with all my heart. All those years of his calling me to him was to this moment when he gave me a new heart, and I put my faith and trust in my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He showed me my need for him. Since that moment, I have seriously stuck to him like literal glue ever since. But after he made his presence known to me, right after that, he blessed me and allowed me to take a Bible class by Kay Arthur called Precepts with an excellent teacher. I continued to seek him, and as it says in the Bible in Jeremiah 33:3, God says, "Call to me, and I will answer you. I will teach you great and mighty things which you do not know." In 1998, around the time of my conversion or when I gave myself to the Lord brought me my wonderful husband, Leon. We were married on 10/10/99. Around that time, I had stopped working for the post office, and I worked at the church office and at a ministry for people in need and for the homeless. And I had time to attend a Bible class at the Lutheran church. This Precepts class by Kay Arthur was a phenomenal class. One of the pastors at the church, at the Lutheran church, actually began to preach from the Bible, and I began to grow in Christ. Yet it was not enough scripture, so we started attending a Baptist church. I wanted to grow and needed more substance. Since that time, we have seen the Lord do amazing and wonderful things in our lives. Jesus Christ is not only my Savior, he continues rescuing me from all kinds of things all the time. He is my one foundation and Lord. As the old hymn, "The Church's One Foundation," says about the church, "From heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his blood he bought her, and for her life he died." And to everyone I would like to say, Shabbat Shalom. It is Hebrew, and it means, "May the peace of God rest with you." Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.